Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Also, it's you can call in on our Skype lines. It's username lrn.fm. If you're not already a contact of us, just send a contact request and we'll accept it sometime during the show as quickly as we can notice it, I guess. And then you can call in. And usually it sounds better if you use Skype. Certainly not always, but generally. So anyway, it's a great option. It's lrn.fm on Skype, and the number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
So talking about this story coming out of Australia, but I think that it's an interesting story nonetheless, no matter sort of who the names and places and all. If the nouns change on this, it doesn't really make a difference, because what's important is, to me, is there's a vegetarian restaurant. The owner of the vegetarian restaurant got in trouble because he wasn't killing the roaches. The roaches were, you know, he's letting them do whatever it was that roaches do, I guess, in his kitchen. Maybe he was pushing them to the side or something, but I don't know. So his
guys, get out of the way. I need to use the cutting board.
Right, that kind of thing. And
a terrible Australian accent. I got to work on that.
There used to be a show called Joe's Apartment like that. I think it was a movie.
So he, he's concerned about the lives of animals. That's why he's a vegan. He doesn't want animals. Vegans choose not only to not eat meat, but they don't want eggs because, you know, chickens are tortured for those eggs. And, they don't want milk because cows are, you know, their babies are taken away from them, or whatever things that they say about it.
Well, even if they take it humanely, they say, well, that milk belongs to the cow. It's not yours, which is kind of funny because most of these guys don't support property rights for humans, but they do for animals.
You know how you know when somebody's a vegan?
They'll tell you what the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a joke. The atheist, the vegan, and the CrossFit trainer all go to the bar. Or the CrossFit enthusiast all go to the bar. I only know because in the first 2 minutes they all told us. And
I'm so proud of my veganism. I really care about the critters and the creatures and whatnot. And I don't want to kill the roaches. I'd rather have an unhealthy food place that gets the people sick when they eat my celery.
Now, Rich, you were talking about cows, the milk belonging to the cows. Now, cows can't milk cows. Their babies can milk them, obviously, but cows are bred. Like, the current cows we have today are bred to give milk, a lot of milk, and their babies can't eat it all anyway. So, and I, you know, my uncle had a dairy farm. Those cows would line up to get milked. They were ready to come in at a certain time of the day. So, if the animal has license, if it has self-agency, and shouldn't you be able to take the milk if the animal wants you to take the milk? If the animal's coming over and sticking its head in the stall to eat the food where the milking thing goes on, it's not like they don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like, pull on
my nipples and a lot of times these people aren't hip to biology, and they're not hip to the fact that most of the species of plant and animal that we grow, that farms raise, don't exist in nature and could not exist in nature. You let all the farm animals go, the farm animals are mostly going to die. I think the pigs will live.
The cows
are toast.
Right, the pigs will destroy all of
the chickens. Will get along okay.
No, the chickens will get destroyed. But the pigs will destroy all those vegetarian crops you want. They think that stuff is awesome.
Well, like, the reason I thought the chickens would get away is if you've ever been to Hawaii, they brought in all kinds of Filipino workers to to farm the sugar, and the Filipinos loved cockfights, and they left the cocks laying all over on Hawaii, and now when you wake up in Hawaii, there are like wild chickens everywhere serenading you.
Now, what is, when it, I don't know what the raccoon population's like in there, but, you know, raccoons, possums, foxes, right up here in New Hampshire, they'll take care of your chicken population right quick.
I don't think that many large animal species evolved on the Hawaiian Islands, so it may be that there are no medium-sized predators.
That's
there.
Your issue. So, yeah, I mean, as far as it goes with the animals, if they get free, you know, like, what do you do? How do you transition from this world of eating meat to this world of not eating meat? There's so many questions I have about veganism, and you know, a lot of them stem from how can you imagine that the world that you have a world where things don't die in order for you to eat?
I think that what they do is they listen to podcasts and read blogs, and they have this little like psychopath community of people who are like,
we're gonna make the world exactly the way we want it to, guys, and all we have to do is eat carrots.
You think somewhere there's a vegan radio show saying exactly the same thing about libertarians?
They've
right now
be.
They listen to
oh,
these
exactly,
blogs
yeah.
and these they're, podcasts like Free Talk Live and
I'm telling you they've got like vegan propagandists who are as angry as Larkin Rose, who are just screaming about those evil meat eaters.
I wonder why they, like, okay, so Free Talk Live is an open lines current events program where you can call in and talk about what you want at 855-450-3733. We have had, in the course of 10 years, nearly no vegans, vegetarians, these kind of folks call in to sort of propagandize us. And the shtick about vegetarians or vegans or whatever is that they'll tell you immediately. But so many of the, like, the liberal lefties rarely will use this as a platform to get their message out.
Well, because for one, I don't think that they listen to a great deal of talk radio. You ever listen to left-wing talk radio?
I've listened to, yeah, like the Air America sort of thing. Yeah.
It's awful. It's really terrible. And like, they don't even want to listen to it.
There's some that I like. There's some hosts that I like. There's certainly some hosts that I think are better than some of the conservative hosts. But, for instance, The Daily Show, I mean, there's a pretty good, entertaining lefty program.
The Daily Show is a comedy program.
It's true.
And it's unfortunate that so many people get their news from it, but that's what it is. It's a joke. And so they're watching and they're laughing and they're like, ha ha ha, Jon Stewart's so funny and he makes me believe in my communism and that's why I like him, right? But if you listen to, like, people are trying to look, I listen to conservative talk radio in the car and I'm listening to it because it's compelling, it's economics, there's rational thought being put into it until they veer off into their religious nonsense. But it's good entertainment. I used to try to, like, get the other side and listen to Sirius XM Left, and it was just terrible, terrible programming. It just wasn't put together well. They didn't have an argument to make. They were just incoherent economics. I mean, there's no... When I listen to conservative talk radio, it's intellectually stimulating. Left-wing radio just is trying to dumb people down, and who wants that?
One of does conservative talk radio offer any explanation for why it is that once they get their precious Republicans elected, they give subsidies to all the businesses, which is just as bad as taxing them?
Good conservative talk radio bashes them for that. The only time, I mean, if you listen to Mark Levin, you listen to Andrew Wilkow, you listen to Mike Church, you listen to these guys, they're bashing the Republicans more frequently than the Democrats until election time. Once it gets around to primary time, then they're filleting their particular guy and they're bashing everybody else. And then once it gets time that it's the Democrat versus the Republican,
it's like, you gotta vote for the Republican. I know he's not the guy we wanted, but you gotta vote for the Republican, because dear God, if that Democrat gets in, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, in January through, I don't know, October, you'll hear Glenn Beck tearing Republicans apart. Yeah. You'll hear it on Andrew Wilkow. You'll hear it on Mark Levin. You'll hear it on Mike Church. You'll hear it on a lot of these guys. They tear Republicans apart. They say terrible things about the John McCain's and Lindsey Graham's of the world.
Good it's, for them.
Yeah. But then they like their Ted Cruz, and they want their ISIS dead, and they want their immigration laws.
One of the things about the liberal talkers out there is that they do address economic issues, they'll just sort of say things like, look, I know it's counterintuitive, but it works. Just have faith in us that this works. You know, here's this circumstance where this economic model worked. And, you know, Reich and Krugman, they're as guilty of this as anybody. 855-450-3733. What do you think about talk, the state of talk radio today? NPR has really come out against commercial radio, says it's going to die. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We were talking about this restaurant owner in Australia that refused to kill roaches in his kitchen because he's got a vegan restaurant, and he supports the life and the volition of them animules, and so he didn't want to kill them. But you can call in about and talk about anything. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell. You know, Christopher is here, courtesy of his website, ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah, Cantwell's here, ChristopherCantwell.com. So,
what I can tell you, Mark doesn't give me blog plugs. We're going to have to talk about it. I'm going to have to keep on forcing them in
and
derailing his live reads.
I got to tell you, as far as Cantwell goes, he really enjoyed the Sherry's Berries.
So, I did.
Yeah. You just wish that there was some lady who was willing to fork out the money to send you some delicious, plump, juicy strawberries dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. I'd even, you know, I don't want to give you guys my address, but maybe you could, like, send them to the Free Talk Live studio, but then Mark could probably eat them.
They'd be delicious, too. You could just go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Anybody in your life, whether it's your sweetheart or, you know, mom's parents are great for Valentine's Day. They really appreciate that kind of attention. Kids, of course, they're going to like delicious things like chocolate covered strawberries on Valentine's Day. What was that noise? Funny
that,
noise.
I didn't do it.
That's Rich playing with his Bucky balls.
There you go.
Yes, I've been sitting here playing with Ian's balls.
If you use coupon code FTL when you go to berries.com, you'll get 40% off of the Sherry's Berries. It's that means that you can get it for $19.99. And the other thing that you can do with that code is you can upgrade for just $10 more. You can get double the berries. So for half as much, you get twice as much. It's a really great opportunity. So you go to berries.com, berries.com, and you click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You enter coupon code FTL there, and you just order whatever it is that you want to get. I recommend doubling the order for extra $10. Berries.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Matthew, calling in from Georgia. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Mr. Mark.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm fine. I was looking at I was listening, actually, to the news on the radio while your show was on.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist over the chemtrails and all. But
all right.
They just had openly on NBC, all these different networks just a few hours ago, just happened to mention that they're thinking about for global warming because it's so hot. I'm about to freeze my butt off and about in Florida right here. But they're going to put sulfur dioxide gas they're wanting to cover the atmosphere. The government is wanting to do this because it's so hot.
And so this was on
this you, is serious headlines now that they're wanting to do this.
Isn't there a headline right now where the global warming people have been messing with the temperatures and lying? Like some of the science has been, whoever's transcribing the data has been lying about the temperatures down like Patagonia and stuff.
That's all
wow.
BS. Feels cold to me.
It's beginning to look like BS. I don't know. I'm interested in hearing what the other side has to say about this, the biggest scandal in science ever, as reported by the Telegraph.
It is. So they can just aggravate us, do what they want, seize property, say it's global warming, it's flooding, global warming. They got to do this, at the coastline. It's just anything is going to be the excuse, global warming, or now it's climate change, too.
Yeah. And the climate's always going to change. Yeah,
well, yeah, I'm looking at, I just decided to, I just searched my Google News while you were talking about it. I'm a big skeptic on the whole chemtrails thing, guys. I know some folks back in New York. I'm sorry?
It's just a nickname they call it, chemtrails, anyways, but
In any case, I mean, my thing is, back in Long Island, I was involved with some folks, the 9/11 truth movement, pretty big thing back in New York. And so ran into a lot of people who were very concerned about chemtrails, and every single time a plane went by, if there was a contrail behind it, well, that's a chemtrail. There's no such thing as a contrail. Everything's a chemtrail. And they'd always tell you, no, there's contrails, but we just never see them because they're so rare. They're always chemtrails. So I've been pretty skeptical about it, and we actually did this on some garbage podcast this previous Friday, or sort of started to talk about it. But it's interesting that you say this. I just pulled up a story from this is the New Zealand Herald. I would have liked to have gotten a more local news source. There are a bunch of headlines from today about geoengineering, apparently.
Yeah.
But tell you one more thing.
Go right ahead, Matthew.
There's a site I saw. It's the geoengineeringwatch.org, an extensive list of patents. Now, that is interesting collage that kind of patents that have to do with the U.S. government and other governments that got different patents on stuff. Not all chemtrail related, but a lot of weather modification stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt for a second that governments of all levels are intending to spray things out of airplanes, and that's what they'd like to do. But I'm with Cantwell that there's a lot of contrails getting called chemtrails out there, and that kind of bothers me.
Well, really,
right. And the other thing is, too,
the contrails are the chemtrails. That's just a nickname. The chemtrail conspiracy is the contrail conspiracy, actually.
Well,
what's that
no,
mean?
No.
It's not that there's certain contrails that do something, it's that it's affecting stuff. And, I know it's the evaporation stuff, but that's the whole point. If you watch, it does make clouds up there. They spread out, and there wouldn't have been clouds that day.
That's the whole thing, and this is what drives me crazy about it. When an airplane flies through the air, sometimes it leaves a trail of condensation behind it, okay? And that has nothing to do with commercial airliners spraying chemicals all over the sky to reflect the sun or for some kind of depopulation agenda. But in any case, so I've got this story. This is from National Geographic, and this was posted within the last, 10 hours. One idea for geoengineering was inspired by the 1991 eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines. It launched 20 million metric tons of sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere and cooled the Earth by about 1 degree Fahrenheit.
Jeez, let's do that again.
That's more than the total they claim. Don't they claim 0.8 of a degree for global warming?
Well, they're also claiming that the polar ice is broken up at this point. And from what I understand, they're looking for a northwest passage. So, that sounds relatively accurate. And that glaciers are shrinking and all kinds of stuff. Matt, I really do appreciate the call.
Oh, you mind me tell you one more little thing?
Go right ahead.
I have seen one strange thing occasionally, though, with these chemtrails. I'm going to say one more time. You'll see one weird one every once in a while. You'll see this pure black kind that will come out.
I have never seen that. That would be interesting to see.
Before you'll see any others, and it's before there'll be a rain, they get a dry spell. It's an unusual time when you'll see one. It's very rare.
So they seed clouds or something, huh? Appreciate the call, Matt.
Different times that they put them through. But, I think it might be occasionally I think they have a government jet that goes through, one or two lays, the background, and then all the regular jets go ahead and, goes ahead and starts it off, the chemical process, the regular trail.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. I guess when it comes to conspiracy theories, if everything's a conspiracy theory, then the conspiracy theory doesn't work, right? Like that's the boy who cried wolf thing.
Yeah, unfortunately. And the chemtrails thing, I don't know. We've got the report right here. Maybe we'll bring it back in a couple minutes.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We can still get you in. Another half an hour to the program. You can call in at 855-453 and talk about whatever you want. Or use lrn.fm on Skype. That's our username. If you send us contact request, then we can accept it and you can call right in. Call in anytime after that. 855-453 or lrn.fm on Skype. You can get free entrance to this year's Liberty Forum. It's coming up in very near future. I believe the Liberty Forum, if you can help me out on this one, Cantwell, is it at mid-March?
Why would I know when the Liberty Forum is?
The interwebs know.
That's right. It was not allowed to go.
Yeah. If you're not a big fan of me, get down to the Liberty Forum. I'm literally banned from it.
No, they banned you from... Seriously?
Yeah. Why do you think I wasn't at Porkfest? I'm not allowed at anything the Free State Project does.
There you go.
See, they can't ban you from the hotel. It's
no, they can't ban me from the hotel. I understand.
I'll chill out in your room.
Well, they theoretically can't ban me from Rogers Campground either, but that didn't stop them from threatening to call the police on me. So, you know, I'm not exactly anxious to rush down there.
Well, I think we ought to go, and I think we ought to talk about, you know, the limits of the non-initiation of force.
If the FSP is paying for this ad, I'll stop derailing it. I'm sorry.
Anybody but Cantwell can get in free.
To the Liberty Forum,
March the 5th through the 8th, is all you have to do is buy three nights at the Radisson, and you get a room there. You get three nights, and you'll get a basic Liberty Forum ticket for free. You use code LF2015 when you're reserving, and then email Ian at freetalklive.com with your name, and then he's going to work with the Free State Project, and he'll make sure you get reserved for you a free basic pass to the Liberty Forum all 3 days. It expires. This is why I'm telling you, this expires very, very soon. It's going to expire on the 12th. Today's the 10th, so you're going to want to take care of that. You just go to freestateproject.org, the Liberty Forum, there, you click on that, you register, you get a room, you get the room there, and then you use, when you register the room, you use LF2015, and then email Ian at freetalklive.com and let him know. Let's go to Straight Razor, calling in from Texas. It's quite a name. Straight Razor.
Good evening, gentlemen. So I heard you talking about the veganism.
Yes.
And, see, I try to like the exact opposite of that, which was all kind of mainly meats and beans and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Atkins?
Atkins.
No, I was doing the 4-hour, it's called the 4-hour body.
Okay.
And it is incredibly powerful. Like, I lost 70 pounds in about 3 months.
Yeah, I've lost just over 40 pounds in about that time frame doing that.
Yeah, it's insane. It makes meat turn into, like, coffee. Like, I'd eat, you know, strips of bacon in the morning and be way more awake than I ever was before.
What do you mean that it would turn it into coffee? What's that mean?
It means get it from coffee.freetalklive.com.
I'm sorry.
But it was like eating straight energy. Like, I'd feel real groggy, and then as soon as I ate meat, I would be very, very alert and energetic.
Interesting.
It was just instant. So
you felt like it changed your brain in some way.
Yeah, it changed my whole chemistry, it felt like, because I felt better now than I ever did before, and that was just cutting out, you know, the breads and milk and everything. But the great part was, is once a week, you got to binge eat all that stuff that you couldn't enjoy throughout the week.
How'd you feel after you did that?
The binge day usually makes you feel kind of cruddy, but that's kind of the whole point.
I don't find that at all. Like, I had some bread the other day. I mean, I haven't been doing a binge day, but, like, every once in a while I will cheat, and I will, you know, I had a bacon cheeseburger at Concord last week, and that was the first time I had bread in upwards of 3 months, and I felt like doing cocaine.
Turn that into about 6 for breakfast, and that's a good start to a binge day. That's the kind of eating we're talking about.
Yeah. See, so, I did the same thing. I was technically on the Atkins diet, but then I did a modified form where I did induction, which is the most restrictive type of Atkins diet. You're only supposed to do it for the first 2 weeks, but I would do that every day except for Friday. And Friday I would eat whatever I wanted. And it was kind of a company joke. Where's Rich on Friday? Oh, he's in a carb coma. You know, you're gonna have to wait till he comes out of that to get any useful work out of him.
Well, absolutely. Anybody who denies that meat has, you know, really great properties has not looked at the science behind it.
And if God didn't want us to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat.
Well, then he wouldn't have made other animals eat other animals. I think that everything would be a herbivore if we weren't supposed to eat them.
It's true.
It's hard to figure out what God wants. You know, if God wanted good things, he wouldn't have given nuclear weapons to politicians. So anyway, I have a very difficult time figuring out what God's motivations are. But I do certainly love the taste of some tasty meat. Straight Razor, appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. I think that, I mean, you know, people find diets that really work for them, and I can't imagine that there's not, you know, like different diets don't work for different people. I think that for some people, vegetarianism's probably really the right thing for them.
No, it's not. And if it was, then they wouldn't be complaining about it all the time. I am so sick of running into vegans and vegetarians who just have to talk about it all the time. No, I have to do this and I can't do that. And I blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, look, there's a reason everybody else is eating all this other food. And then they're like, oh, what's the other thing? Now it's the gluten-free, right?
It has gluten in it. I don't want to eat. What the heck is a gluten? I don't even know what it is. I think I
end up being gluten-free because I'm not doing carbs, right? And like, but like, even the low-carb thing. Like, I don't have to go and be like, oh, no, there's bread in that store. I can't go in there. You know, it's annoying. Just your diet is supposed to be like, hey, there's food, and I eat, and then I'm good, and then I go do stuff.
So you say, well, on the seafood diet, he sees food, he eats it.
Are you saying that you didn't, you don't experience any kind of backlash from eating the carb that you had, that cheeseburger? It was just glorious to you?
Yeah, it was like snorting coke but without the come down. It was beautiful, and I really. It was, but I didn't, you know, go in, I didn't binge, right? Like, I had a bacon cheeseburger, and then I was like, okay, let me go walk up some stairs and go bark at some legislators, right? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I managed to use that energy efficiently instead of, I don't know, eating a bag of Doritos and sitting on the couch picking my nose for the rest of the evening.
There you go. 855-450-3733.
Why don't you call and tell us about your vegan diet so I can bark at you?
It'd be a lot of fun. Let's talk to Max. Call it in from New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was at the minimum wage hearing today.
So was Cantwell.
Hall of Representatives. What's that?
So was Cantwell.
Ian was there, too.
Yep.
We had a whole bunch of people. They had three different bills. One would increase the minimum wage to $10 an hour. Another one was, what is it, $14.25, and one rep wanted $16 an hour.
Yep.
And
bad, worse, and disaster.
Right. Well, I had an amendment that would do $9 an hour, but it would pay for it with this business tax credit. So I'm not sure that was taken too well by the committee, but who
yeah, the business tax is, you know, something that, you know, the businesses have to pay. So you're just proposing basically to use the money that they have to pay in taxes to pay employees.
Right. And I think, you know, when I went around talking to business owners, they were much happier with that idea. In fact, I stopped in at a restaurant that I go to frequently, and they said that they actually did the math there once they heard about it. They said it would almost exactly pay for the minimum wage increase. So anyway, right after you took off, I got to speak, and I held up my silver dollar and a silver quarter, and I said, you know, the highest minimum wage wasn't $10.88 like the previous speaker said. I said it was during John F. Kennedy, the minimum wage was $1.25 an hour.
Yep.
But it was silver.
Yeah, and when you're talking about silver at that time, now you look at what silver's worth today, and that's significantly higher than the minimum wage. Max, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call. Reps like those are the ones we need, and you can have them here in New Hampshire. Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
Final segment of this live edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live really is unlike other radio programs that are out there. I mean, Free Talk Live's on 160 stations across the country, thereabouts. I can't remember exactly what the number is. It changes on a weekly basis. And what we do is we bring the ideas of liberty, the real ideas of liberty, not some kind of watered down, we call ourselves libertarians kind of conversation. This is about the concept that human freedom is superior to state control. And
anarchy!
That doesn't happen. I contend that anarchy is in fact a political philosophy held by people who usually speak in European accents, throw Molotov cocktails, and wear a bunch of black. But, nonetheless...
I wear a bunch of black?
I understand why people choose to use the term. I just think that it's grammatically incorrect. However, there's nothing really like Free Talk Live out there. And if you want to support the ideas of liberty being spread to people, we have a program where we only use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We get on more radio stations. We get distributed in other ways. We use your money for that only. It is not going for paychecks. It's just going to spread the ideas of liberty. You're not just helping Free Talk Live. You're really helping the message of liberty. And you can do it for $5 a month. I mean, it really is nothing from your average paycheck. You can be getting paid, you know, a pittance out there. If you're getting paid $1,000 a month, $5 is less than is a half a percent of what you're getting paid. You won't miss it. $5 a month, we're able to use that, combine it with other people, and really get on more stations. That $5, we can get another, I think it's 60 clicks off of Google AdWords. So you can't claim that it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. We do have some perks for you, your little bonuses to say thank you. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Net neutrality, Cantwell, apparently there's the fingers of government are creeping a little further now that they're seeing an opportunity.
Yeah, so we brought this up at some point last week. I've been all over this story at ChristopherCantwell.com, and
I've been paying attention. Now, we had the Electronic Freedom Foundation. We had Kip
Frontier Foundation.
Did I say freedom again?
Yes.
Frontier Foundation. We had Kit
Walsh.
Kit Walsh on.
Yeah, and I had Corinne McSherry on some garbage podcast.
And at ChristopherCantwell.com. And we had we talked to them about this. You know, I tend to, when you're talking to experts, I tend to just go ahead and say, hey, look, I understand you prefer the ideas of liberty. We're working in a world where, yeah, there's nothing, not everything, free, things aren't free. So go ahead and try to make the internet as free as you can. And then they advocated for this Title II.
Title II reclassification of broadband internet providers as, right now they're classified as information services, and now they want them to be classified as telecommunications carriers like telephone companies.
Okay. Okay.
Now, first of all, telephone companies shouldn't be in Title II, but they are, and they want to put the broadband carriers into the same class. And what I found out, so we started to go through Tom Wheeler's op-ed that was published on Wired. Tom Wheeler is the chairman of the FCC, and he had written about what his vision for net neutrality is. And one of the things that got broken during the course of that not everybody was entirely sure of was, this is not just about the wires, okay? One of the things that they keep on saying is that, you know, internet access is a natural monopoly, which is a garbage, nonsense economics term to begin with, but they're saying it's a natural monopoly because it's completely impractical to run all these redundant cables to everybody's home, right?
Right, that's the idea, is that basically telephone lines and cables are, you know, they're by their nature, you can only put so many on a pole, and the government controls the land on which they go on the pole, so they decide who the utilities are.
Now, I'm going to first off just start by saying that's nonsense, but I'm not going to make that argument tonight. But it shows you what a power grab is the nature of it is to grab more power, and what they're doing is they're going after wireless providers too. You're a wireless phone service provider, and you provide broadband internet access through your wireless service. The FCC is coming after you too. And this is an article at CNET titled FCC's Net Neutrality Plan Puts Wireless Carriers on Edge. And sort of scrolling through here, but so for example, so one of the issues of net neutrality is they don't want the providers discriminating. They don't want to give, say, like Netflix. They don't want Time Warner to sell Netflix a fast lane to my house, because that would give them an unfair competitive advantage over, say YouTube. But even like, let's say, if I started a streaming video service, that would give Netflix an unfair competitive advantage over me in the marketplace. And you know, the government is all about creating a fairer marketplace, aren't they, guys? And so this is one of the things that people are really concerned about, that basically private providers can discriminate against the type of content that people receive, and that this is something that's undesirable. And I've made the case that people like that, otherwise Facebook wouldn't be the most popular social network. In any case, now with the wireless providers getting nailed, so T-Mobile is at least the nation's fourth largest mobile provider. And they offer a service where if you go through any number of different streaming services like Pandora or iHeartRadio or TuneIn or whatever, that you are going to get, it's not going to count against your data plan, right? And that's a really cool service that has attracted a lot of people to T-Mobile. Sure. If you're using 4G and you're blasting through Pandora as you're driving across the country, you'll burn up a lot of data in the course of that. So giving somebody that service is a value-added service that T-Mobile provides. Well, that looks like it's outside of the FCC's net neutrality plan. Because if you want to listen to LRN.FM, if you want to listen to GCNLive.com, well, that's not necessarily included in their streaming plan because they're not counting the provider in their free data service. So if you're a T-Mobile user out there and you're enjoying your free streaming audio, well, then that might get cut off by this reclassification to Title II.
Yeah, I can see how this would be a real problem. I mean, you know, there's providers out there trying to figure out their way in the marketplace, and I think that would really be, you know, something people want. They want to be able to get Pandora for free with T-Mobile, and if you're T-Mobile, you're certainly not the big boy, right? So you got to offer something different and better. And by doing that, you're able to compete with these other, providers. And so by limiting them, this is how the regulations go, right? This is what happens, is by limiting them, you then give the advantage back to the big guys.
Exactly. And so and it just goes volumes to say that this is not about making your internet freer or better or more open, right? There is no, they say that it's a natural monopoly that they're running wires to our house. Well, there's no natural monopoly over the airwaves. That's something that the FCC is solely responsible for. In the absence of the FCC, anybody could buy radios and put them in the air, right? And yep. There's not a whole lot of incentive to, like, step on somebody else's frequency because that's going to screw up your service and you're not going to be able to do anything. Everybody has every market incentive to go find their own channels in the world, right?
Well, even so, you could have some kind of arbitration organization. I mean, once you've homesteaded an area of bandwidth, then as far as I'm concerned, you can sell it or use it or do whatever you want with it, but that's yours. Would it expand? I think that it could expand, and they could probably be used better. I've heard about cordless phones, you know, like the ones you have at the house, not a wireless phone, but a cordless phone that can work like 30 miles away from your house. But because of the ban in the United States, you're not allowed to use that area of the band. Other areas in the world, they can carry around their home phone in their pocket, and that's going to be significantly less costly, and it's going to communicate through the base, and it's a big solution.
Yeah, exactly. And this is exactly what I was saying about Wi-Fi on the last time we talked about this on the show. We could give Keene 1.3 gigabit per second wireless internet access today in the absence of the FCC. But the FCC limits our antenna type, our antenna height, and the wattage of our radio so that we can't provide that as like a public service over a wide area. If you go and like you could flash like custom firmware onto your router. There's a popular one called DDWRT. And you can go into your Linksys router and actually like turn up the power of your radio. It's illegal to do, but the FCC can't stop you if you flash the software of the radio.
Okay. And so how would that give 1. Whatever gigs of connectivity?
Your Linksys would not give it 1.3 gigabits per second, but there are the Wi-Fi technology exists today to go over 2.4 gigahertz and to provide 1.3 gigabit per second wireless internet access. So if you put that antenna up high enough and it's the right type of antenna pointed in the right direction to reach the type of antennas that you want to reach, and you power up the radio, and people have their radios powered up on their home computers, well, then those two radios can communicate with each other just fine. This was never about the wires. This is about taking over an economy, and the wireless thing just shows it to you right there, folks.
I you make a big convincing case. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime, Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com on Facebook. It's been Mark with you.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.